In the month of June alone, 5 black transgender women were killed nationwide. Last year, the American Medical Association described the trend of violence against the transgender community as an epidemic. 2 decades ago, the murder of Rita Hester, a transgender woman in Boston, sparked a global movement for trans rights. But, as WBUR's Cristela Guerra reports now, her case remains unsolved.
Sometimes, 30-year-old Tofiq Chowdhury wonders what his life would have been like if his aunt were still alive. Rita Hester used to visit him in Hartford with gifts for the whole family. She took him to see Beauty and the Beast on Ice. Though she lived much of her adult life as a woman, her family still uses masculine pronouns, attempting to preserve a part of her that died long before she did.
I can remember being young, and he would always tell me I would go to Boston University, and he had, you know, I would stay at his apartment. He had this whole vision for me, and I think I kind of saw it too.
Rita Hester's killing occurred in 1998, 6 weeks after Matthew Shepard's in Wyoming, which was one of the most high-profile anti-gay hate crimes. Many today don't even know Hester's name, or that she was stabbed 20 times. They don't know that she loved figure skating. Her family had no idea that Hester's death sparked the annual vigil known as Transgender Day of Remembrance. Hester's sister, Diana, says she hasn't heard from police in over a decade.
I used to call and I got kind of discouraged and just got a little frustrated. The last time I called, it's been well over 10 years. I feel like they really didn't take it seriously because my brother's a gay black man, you know, poor, and I feel like they really didn't care, to be honest with you, at the time.
Some months ago, Chowdhury walked up to an old building in Alston. It's the first time in his adult life that he's visiting his aunt's former home, a place he loved as a boy. For a moment, he imagines Hester in all her glory, hosting gatherings. Her apartment was filled with souvenirs from her travels to Greece.
Right there, first apartment on the right, up those stairs, that door to the right. And that was it. But I remember a beautiful person walking through these doors and coming to get us, and the music would be blasting. You could actually hear the music outside most of the time.
The last time Chowdhury was in Hester's apartment, he accompanied his family to clean out her belongings the day after her death. He was 8 years old. She called him Ragamuffin. Rita's family took her cat and some of her art, including a sculpture of a gargoyle that stood watch over Hester's living room. And now watches over her mother's home.
I can remember him telling me to call him Rita or Rita Garbeau. And it was a long time ago. But nonetheless, I mean, my family loved him, you know what I mean? And with every breath, you know, he was a big part of our family. And just his spirit, his energy, it was always better to have him around than not around.
She could have been someone to talk to about coming out of the closet. Instead, his family lived in fear, not knowing who killed Rita, not realizing she had become a symbol for trans people around the world. Rita's mother, Kathleen, had one simple wish about the child that she lost.
I sometimes wish we had vacation together and go places together, which we really, you know, never did. But I wish we, you know, had really traveled and went places together.
Hester's name rang out through Roxbury at the Trans Resistance Vigil in March this summer. She was exalted with the matriarchs of Stonewall, Marsha P. Johnson, Sylvia Rivera, transgender women of color who stood against transphobia and police brutality, believing the future could be different and hoping they would live long enough to see it change.
When I say Rita, you say Hester, Rita,
Hester,
Rita,
Hester,
Rita.
Chastity Bowick, executive director of the Transgender Emergency Fund of Massachusetts, advocates for the needs of trans women in Boston. She said what happened to Rita could happen to any of them. That's her daily battle.
We want her to be looking down at us, smiling, like, want her legacy to move on and to mean something. We don't want her death to go in vain. It's so very important. I mention Rita so very often because it's so vital to the work that I do. I'm trying to prevent women from being killed. I'm trying to provide them with the tools to be sustainable. And thinking about her continues to give me that motivation.
Hester's mom turns 82 this year. She said a break in the case would mean everything to her. She marched with the community after Hester's death. Now, the community continues lighting candles, crying out Hester's name, reminding people of who she was and why she mattered. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.